Hey guys, it's Ethel, and welcome back to another Artist of the Month episode on J Top 10. This month, we are featuring none other than Aimyeon, who is a 24-year-old singer-songwriter from Nishinomiya, Hyogo, Japan. This was actually a special request put in by our J Top 10 host, Eric. I hope I do justice for this episode, because this is your pick. So here are some facts about Aimyeon. She started experimenting with music in her junior high school years when she began writing songs and doing covers of other songs with an old acoustic guitar gifted to her by her junior high school English teacher. In high school, her friends supported her musical creations by posting videos of her songs online. Eventually, those videos gained the attention of Lastrim Music Entertainment, who she later signed with. When Aimyeon signed with Lastrim Entertainment, she wrote a song for Johnny's West and debuted as a music artist, released her first indie single, and produced her first mini-album all in 2015. In 2016, Aimyeon switched labels and signed with Warner Music Japan and released her major debut single under their sub-label Unborde. Aimyeon reached new popularity with her 2018 hit single, Marigold. This single skyrocketed the young artist into becoming one of the most celebrated singer-songwriters of the 2010s. Since then, Aimyeon has been hailed as an artist that speaks genuinely for her generation, writing lyrics that express frustration, excitement, love, and other emotions that are raw enough to connect to all listeners. In February 2019, Aimyeon performed her first solo concert at Nippon Budokan, titled Aimyeon Budokan 1995. She wanted to specifically use the year 1995 because it was the year that she was born and her starting line as a singer-songwriter. Currently, Aimyeon is on her Aimyeon vs. Tour 2019 Love Call Tour. So let's kickstart this episode with her 2018 single, Mangetsu no Yoru Nara, also known as If It Is a Full Moon Night.
Number 12.
君のアイスクリームが溶けた口の中でほんのりほどけた甘い甘い甘いぬるくなったバニラ横たわる君の頬にはあどけないピンクとさらには白い深いやばい神秘の香りもしも今僕が君に触れたなら
Kimetsu no Yoru Nara is her fifth overall single released after a longer break Aimyon took between single releases to focus on her music and live performances. The lyrics to the song are very visual and visceral. I think Aimyon manages to capture a snapshot of youthful lustiness for a one-sided love because I'm pretty sure this song hints a little bit about sex. If you don't believe me, please read the lyrics. The music video for this single captures the restlessness of youthful angst from spending moments of boredom alone or with friends, showing off reckless activities such as spraying butane gas onto a cigarette lighter, skateboarding, BMX bike riding, and late night drives to anywhere but here. Up next is a 2015 single, Tsuyogarimashita, or I Got Stronger.
Number 11.
Oh,
Fans of this song can find two recorded versions within Imyeon's discography. On her first EP, Tamago, released in 2015, and a Hikigatari, or solo acoustic version, which was a bonus track feature on her 2017 EP, I Was Taetaeda Toka. I absolutely love the lyrics to this heartfelt song about heartbreak, from the anger, the remorse, and the conflict to want to move on, yet still wanting your significant other to come back to you as if nothing has happened. It's a really mature and in-depth awareness of emotions that is completely relatable to anyone who listens to it. Not long after Imyeon's first EP was released with this song, she switched from Lastra Music Entertainment to Warner Music Japan's sub-label Unborder. I say Unbored, but it's pronounced Unborde, whose roster includes Capsule, Kari Pyamu Pyamu, Tofu Beats, Wanima, and Indigo La'en, to name a few. Oh, by the way, to all our listeners, since this is actually a Listener Appreciation Month, you will get 12 songs instead of our usual 10 for this Artist of the Month episode. So coming in at number 10 is her latest single, Haru no Hi, or The Days of Spring.
Number 10.
Bye. 葉になっておくれよ。僕らは何も見えない未来を誓い合った。
Had experience with writing music for movies and TV dramas, but she admitted in an interview that writing the song for Crayon Shinchan was the first time that she fully threw herself into writing music for a show. Since Imyeon was born in 1995, she grew up loving the show, so naturally she wanted to create a song that fully captured her love for the show without simply saying so, and she wanted her listeners to hear it too. Next up is her 2017 song, I wo tsutaetai da toka, or I want to convey love and such things.
Number 9.
Back to your mother.
When coming up with ideas for the music video, the director Kentaro Hayashi wanted to capture the emotions that can happen when a person is confined in a small space by themselves. The feeling of restlessness is created with a single take technique to force the audience to witness it all without a break. The lyrics for the song sound a little bit like excerpts of thoughts penned down in a diary. And I guess it reflects in the video because the music video itself shows a montage or like cut up bits of how Aimyon interacts with objects in her confined space, which was kind of interesting to observe. Alright, so now let's get back to it. Coming in at number 8 is her 2019 single, Presento, or Present.
Number 8.
Of Aimyon's most recent studio album, Shunkanteki Sixth Sense, or Instantaneous Sixth Sense, which came out earlier in 2019. This album was released in three versions, one regular and two limited editions with either a booklet or t-shirt, and has been certified gold by the RIAJ. It's another love theme song of giving away feelings to another as a present. Present was used as a theme song for the Fuji TV program Mezamashi Doyobi, which is the late night Saturday TV program, a continuation of Mezamashi TV. Up next is a 2016 single, Ikite Itan da yo na, or I Was Alive.
Number 7.
この辺で飛び降り自殺した人のニュースが流れてきた。血まみれセーラー濡れ衣線香、たちまち心はネットの餌食。危ないですから離れてください。そのセリフが集合の合図なのにな。バカ騒ぎした奴らがアホみたいに取りまくった。冷たいアスファルトに流れるあの地の何とも言えない赤さが綺麗で綺麗で、泣いてしまったんだ泣いてしまったんだ。何も知らないブラウン管の外側で生きて生きて生きて生きて生きて生きて生きていたんだよな。最後のさよならは他の誰でもなく自分に叫んだんだろう。彼女が最後に流した涙、生きた証の赤い血は何も知らない大人たちに2秒で拭き取られてしまう。立ち入り禁止の黄色いテープ、ドラマでしか見たことない。そんな言葉が飛び交う中で今彼女は一体何を思っているんだろう。遠くで遠くで泣きたくなったんだ泣きたくなったんだ。長いはずの一日がもう遅れる。生きて生きて生きて生きて生きて生きて生きて絞って。彼女は空を飛んだ。鳥になって雲を掴んで、風になって遥か遠くへ希望を抱いて飛んだ。生きて生きて生きて生きて生きて生きて生きて生きていたんだよな。新しい何かが始まる時、消えたくなっちゃうのかな。
Although this song was Imyeon's second single release, it is considered her first major debut single released under Warner Music Japan. I really like the lyrics for this song and the spoken word bits talking about how mass media reports news about suicide, mainly for the perspective of the writer who celebrates your best effort to live out life and points out at the prayerful nature of the public and mass media when it comes to suicide cases. If you don't believe me about the song, I suppose you could read up the lyrics like I did too. This song was used as the opening theme song for the drama series Kichiyoji dake ga sumitai machi desu ka? Or The Only Town You Want to Live Is in Kichiyoji? Up next is her 2017 single Kimi wa roku wa kikanai, or You Don't Listen to Rock.
Number 6.
The music video for the song was filmed using older film equipment. This was done to give a throwback to a time when rock was a more significant music genre in Japan's music scene, as well as to create a nostalgic atmosphere within the video that reminded viewers of simpler times. When writing this song, Aimyon wanted to create something that could connect both love and music together for the people who are experiencing them simultaneously. I absolutely loved the music video for Kimi wa Roku wo Kikanai because it had a slightly grunge feeling due to the graininess and smaller video frame rate of the recording. I also love the lyrics to the song too because it sounds like Aimyon is trying to convince or suggest to the person that she's crushing on to try listening to rock songs that have carried her through a lot of heartaches and probably other things that were happening in her life. Right, so let's get back to it. Coming in at number 5 is a 2017 song, Kyohaku, also known as Bleach.
Number 5.
10代のうちに人を何に愛せるかな私は今日も何かを求めてる従来のように染み一つ残さずに白く白く洗い流す心を優しい泡で洗い流す あの人は今もあの子を忘れられず白い お花を川に添える私は今日も何かを求めてる心が優しい何かを求めてるあの子が好きだった赤いコートや忘れられない出会った場所この街が少し大切心が汚れた日はあの日を思い出して洗い流す心を優しい泡で
Kyohaku comes off her first studio album Seishun no Excitement or Excitement of Youth released in September of 2017. A Mandarin version of this album was released 2 months later. It's a simple love ballad and a very personal piece I feel about unrequited love.The song was used as the theme song for the 2017 film, Nen Ai Kitanshu. Next up is her 2015 song, Anata Kaibo Junai Uta Shine, or A Dissection of You, Pure Love Song, Just Die.
Number 4.
Anata no ryoute o kiri odoshite Watashi no koshi ni maki tsukereba Anata wa
This is the debut single by Imyeon released under Lastream Music Entertainment. The song was included on Imyeon's first mini album titled Tamago, which was released 3 months later in her debut in March 2015. Upon this release, Imyeon was praised for being such a young artist who wrote both the lyrics and music by herself. So this song is really interesting. While I was looking at the lyrics behind it, I must say the slight macabre description of how her obsession with her love interest made me laugh so much in the first verse. I think everyone who falls in love in a relationship goes through this slightly over-the-top phase of obsessiveness, and Imyeon just puts that into this song and it's completely perfect. I cannot love her more for this song. It's so slightly gory, but slightly amusing. And you have to read the lyrics for it, trust me. So let's round off the last three songs with Imyeon. Coming in at number three is her 2019 song, Ra no Hanashi, also known as Etc. Story of.
Number two.
Ra no Hanashi was used as the insert song for the 2019 film Ashita Sekai ga Owaru Toshitemo. Even if the world will end tomorrow, this film is based off the animation series titled Sōtai Sekai, or The Relative Worlds. The story follows a high school student who discovers a dimensional crack between two worlds. This song is Imyeon's first musical contribution to an anime series. Coming in at number 2 is her 2015 single, Marumaru-chan, or Unnamed Friend.
Number 2.
Watashi no koremade no koi wa kono tsuyogari na seikaku ga jama o shite jibun mo kizutsuki sayonara suru soshite mata hazure o hiku お酒は大好きで悪酔いも少々好きでもない男と寝たこともある。早くに覚えすぎたタバコも何度もやめようとは思ってる。モテないし、私らどこがダメですか。可愛くなる努力は医者に頼っちゃったけど、将来の夢はお嫁さん、誰か叶えてね。
First experimenting with music in junior high school, a close friend of hers gave her the nickname Aimyeon. In return, Aimyeon wrote this song about her friend. Since Aimyeon does not disclose the identity of the person she wrote the song about, it's just 마루마루 or dot dot, which is basically like a placeholder text for anything. So it's not a person named 마루마루짱. The song includes lyrics that introduces a woman with a hard life who slept with a man she doesn't like and seeks out surgery to make herself look more pretty. Though this seemingly harsh song is about Aimyeon's friend, they are still close and have said that these experiences have made them stronger individuals in the long run. Personally, I feel that the lyrics to the song are very poignant. That comes from a point of view of a woman who is unsure about herself and seeks her value in others. The music video accompanying the song follows Aimyeon as she shadows a Japanese bride who seeks happiness in the company of hosts and random male friends at a bowling alley. Coming in at number one is none other than her hit single released last year, Marigold.
Number one.
release, Imyeon dominated music streaming sites through the end of 2018. Marigold's popularity online earned Imyeon the nickname Queen of Streaming. The music video for Marigold was filmed in Shanghai and directed by Tomokazu Sugita. The lyrics for the song is about the unchanging feelings towards a person despite the passage of time, which is symbolized by changing weather. Marigold is one of Imyeon's most popular songs, charting on the Oricon charts for 26 straight weeks and is her most viewed music video online. The song was also used in Google app commercials. Well, I hope that you guys enjoyed this episode about Imyeon. This is actually my first time doing like a deep dive about her. I have heard about her in the Japanese music scene, mainly because I like Ratwimps, and I know that for their last album, they did a collaboration with her. At first, when I saw who I was going to be talking about in this month's Artist of the Month, I was like quite prepared to compare her to the likes of Yui and Miwa. But when I took a deeper look, I realized as I was watching her music videos, reading the lyrics of her songs, and just overall researching more about her, she's absolutely different from her peers. And the only thing that she shares with Yui and Miwa are the fact that they all write their own songs and play the guitar. Personally, I feel that Imyeon's personality is a lot stronger, and the straightforward and honest way that she writes her music kind of reminds me of Shina Ringo, or Ringo Shina, and the tonality of her voice reminds me of Tomiko Van from Duelist Infinity and Tomoko Kawase, also known as Tommy February from The Brilliant Green. These are all pretty interesting comparisons because a lot of Imyeon's musical influences were popular Japanese folk rock musicians and male singer-songwriters such as Shoko Hamada and Ken Hirai. I do feel like she does represent the generation of young people growing up in modern Japan, and I definitely know that she will have a long and successful career ahead of her. So yeah, thank you Eric for introducing me to Imyeon or giving me the opportunity to listen to more of Imyeon's music. I really respect and admire her musicianship at such a young age, and I cannot wait to hear more from her in the future. So if you've never heard of Imyeon before, I hope you really enjoyed this episode. And don't forget to fill out our listener survey for your chance to win a free $50 Costco cash card or a $50 Amazon gift card. Tell us your thoughts about the potential changes we will be making to the JTOP 10 show at jtop10.jp/survey. By the way, there's another Top 10 countdown that will be released in about 2 weeks, which will feature our host William. And I'll catch you on another Artist of the Month episode in July. Bye guys, see ya!
Japan Top 10, the number one Japanese music podcast.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.